number 11,060, Michael J. Cummings, south of Route 54, Layton House Road, south of Maple Lane, being lot 30 within Kingwick Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Michael Cummings, 121 Parkwood Street, Bethany Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And are these gentlemen going to testify as well, or are they just here to observe?
They're just here to observe. I'll introduce them.
Okay, great. Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, just so it's on the record, I've worked with Mr. Cummings in the past. I don't believe it would impair my ability to represent the board in this, but if you felt that was the case, then for any questions to Vince Robertson.
Okay, thank you for that.
Good evening. Mike Cummings from Mike and Builders, the contractor that's going to be doing the renovations in addition to the home. I've brought with me Jim Coffey, our project manager from Mike and Builders, and Bob Bratt, the homeowner. We're here tonight to request a 3.8-foot variance, side setback variance to the garage on the proposed addition renovations to Mr. Bratt's resident. The shape of the lot, as you could see, that we put in our packet is a unique size lot where it's large in the back and narrows down towards the entrance where the garage is to be built. We have also enclosed 8 letters of approval from the neighbors on the same street as Mr. Bratt in the community. The design was completed based on Kingwick Sounds Homeowners Association side setback of 5 feet that we've included in there a letter from Mr. Bradley, the chairman of Kingwick's Building Committee, stating that Homeowners Association's side setback, where they've had 11 variances approved in recent years, and they just have not come to the county to ask for a community side setback. Like to go through my questions that I have answered. The uniqueness, the lot is irregular shape, with only point of access being the most narrow point of the lot where we're requesting the 3.8 variance. And question B in uniqueness, the existing garage is at the left side of the house, which is difficult to maneuver vehicles in and out of the garage. And the proposed garage addition allows for straight access into the garage from the street. And question two, the possibility of development. Question A, the answer is no. The garage door opening would have to be reduced, making the vehicle clearance inadequate. Question B, answered yes, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the garage. And question three, as far as difficulty, the addition was designed using the HOA adopted side setback of 5 feet, which we're still shy of that. And as I stated, 11 variances have been approved since 2007 for these situations. Effect of the surroundings, no, the variance will not alter the essential character of the community. And question B, no, it will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for the development of the adjacent property. Matter of fact, the side where the variance is being requested, one of the letters that is in your packet is in approval from that neighbor. Question C, no, the variance is not detrimental to public welfare. Item 5, extent of the variance. The variance will represent the least modifications possible of the regulations in issue for the use of the garage. In question B, the variance is that minimum that will afford relief in this situation, 3.8 feet. Special use exception, no, the such exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent neighbor's property. and I believe item two in that is not applicable to the situation that I'm asking about. That's all I have. If I could ask for questions from the board.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
Just one. What size is the proposed addition?
The garage addition's approximately 1,000 square feet. It has some storage, but it's coming out towards the entrance to the lot. There's no problem with the front setback. It's just the side.
So what's the width?
The width is going to be a two-car garage plus. Jim, can you help me with that? I think it's approximately... The addition is outside 45 feet going towards where it's narrowing in.
Thank you.
Mr. Wooten. Susan, is there letters in favor? He was talking about letters.
There are eight letters in favor of.
Eight letters, okay. Mr. Rickards?
3.8 feet's going to mean a lot to you?
Pardon me, sir?
3.8 feet's going to mean a lot to you, and that garage is a two-car garage, and you said it was how big?
Yeah, that's what's necessary to meet what's necessary for the
How
design.
Far across did you say again?
Yeah, 45 feet.
Yeah. That's it. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office did receive eight letters in favor of.
Thank you for that, Susan. We have eight letters in favor. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11060. For the following reasons, there's a uniqueness to the property, which is very evident by the survey, that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, that the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood as I've stated, and I believe that the variance will not be detrimental to public welfare for what you've made your statement. And also the request of the variance is amended that will afford relief.
Sir.
And the request is the variance represents the least modification possible.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickards, second by Mr. Wharton, that we approve case number 11,060. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye also.
Mr. Workman again?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,060 is approved at this time.
Thank you.